As you walk into the exhibit, you immediately see the differences between a soldier in the Civil War and one from the Iraq War. But Seema Rubin, the curator, is quick to point out similarities.
It's the same face. It's just a different uniform.
The young faces of war stare back at you, some hauntingly so. Rubin included photos showing families because they too serve. A black and white print from the Civil War shows a father, a mother, three children, and a dog. Rubin says it captivated a little boy during his class tour.
One little boy broke away. He came back to this photograph and he kept looking at it. I was there and I went up and said, "Is there something about the picture I can tell you?" He said, "I was wondering what happened to that little dog when the war was over." I said, "Oh, well, the doggie went home with the family." He said, "Okay," and he walked away. About 10 minutes later, he came back. And so again, I said, "Is there something else I can help you with?" And he said, "You know, I know how that little boy felt about his daddy going to war because my daddy's in Iraq."
She says that interlude made the 3 years and 4,000 photographs she reviewed to create the exhibit worthwhile.
I had this concept, I always work from a concept of showing the humanity of the American soldier. This is not a blood and guts exhibition. It's humanity, camaraderie, family, humor, heroism, and of course the ultimate sacrifice in some cases.
Retired Major Scott Maxim first saw the exhibit in Louisville. It so moved him that Maxim made it his mission to bring the American Soldier exhibit back to the Bay Area, where he is trustee at the St. Petersburg Museum of History.
I'm passionate about history, and here's the thing, is that 2 years ago I asked a young girl what December 7th was. She didn't know what it meant or what it mean. I thought that that was really not right. And so I want young people to come to the exhibit here and see this exhibit and be educated, but also for the young people to appreciate the past and the present of our soldiers.
One of those family members by marriage just happens to be the education director at the museum. Nevin Sittler discovered his connection to the exhibit only after unpacking the 116 photos.
After laying these out of the crate, I had taken a photo just to show my wife the enormity of the collection, and she zoomed in on the photo and said, "You recognize that photo? It's the one of Grandpa Cliff, the one that's hanging at our house." It's awesome also to be able to put, as a historian, to put the provenance and a name to the face, because right now it's just an unknown soldier.
One of those unidentified close-up photos of a Marine who had battled for 2 days and two nights in the Marshall Islands is a favorite of Major Maxim's.
And the youth of his face and the eyes that you look into it and you see that you connect that, wow, the innocence of youth, but also the horrors of war that he's about to go into. You don't know what happened to him, but you know that he fought. And he served the country.
As the curator, Rubin looked for rare photographs that hadn't been seen much, but she also included a few iconic photographs, like the picture of flag-draped coffins returning from the Iraq War that the White House did not want released to the public.
And I said, "There's no way in this world, because to me that's dishonoring them. How dare they? They're bearing the American flag, and you're saying they can't be seen?"
That photo is next to a close-up shot of a female soldier saluting the flag with a tear running down her cheek.
These tears, this is for 9/11. It's humanity. And, of course, we end here. And that's an aunt who'd never seen that baby, but the baby evidently likes her a lot.
The final photograph is in full color of a female soldier returning from war, laughing and holding up a baby. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.